Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We're talking with Phil Sang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation about Cuba in just a moment. Well, neighbors, Sorghum U wants to help you make informed production decisions. Sorghum U will be featuring breakout sessions led by industry insiders exploring the potential of sorghum in your crop rotation. Sorghum U will be held Friday, January 9th at the Enid Convention Center in Enid, Oklahoma. There'll also be a Sorghum U on January 28th in Perryton, Texas. There's no charge to attend Sorghum U. Just call 855-422-6652 or log on to www.hpj.com/sorghumu for more details. Sorghum U brought to you by the United Sorghum Checkoff Program, Sorghum Partners, and High Plains Journal.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and 8M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
This last month, when the Obama administration announced that it is reestablishing diplomatic relations with Cuba and taking steps to ease trade and travel restrictions, the U.S. Meat Export Federation received quite a few inquiries about the potential of Cuba as a destination for U.S. pork and beef. While restrictions on financial transactions and other constraints have made Cuba a difficult place to serve, the market's actually been open to U.S. meat exports for several years. U.S. pork exports to Cuba, for example, have been as high as $15 million in 2010, the peak value for U.S. beef exports around $1 million in the year 2011. Not a lot of money, but at least some sales have been ongoing to the Cuban nation. The president and chief executive officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Phil Sang, says there's some problems, though, in selling meat to Cuba, primarily lack of private sector infrastructure, as well as the purchasing power of folks in Cuba.
When we sell pork or beef or whatever the items would be to Cuba, there's one buying organ, Alimport, which has been around for the last 30, 40 years, and they're the institution that buys all product coming through that one vector, if you will. So it's not like going and selling product in other countries in the Caribbean or elsewhere around the world. It's still very state controlled. There's just a lot of things, distribution, cold chain. Before this goes in a very large way, I think there's a lot of work that has to be done first before we start seeing increased meat sales into that market.
And Phil Sank says up to now, the U.S. Meat Export Federation has done very little work in Cuba because of a prohibition on using meat export promotion funds in the communist nation.
The State Department has had restrictions on activities using checkoff dollars or using MAP dollars, government dollars in Cuba or destined for Cuba. So we've been really severely limited as far as having any engagement with Cuba. However, we do have traders that have traded meat from the U.S. and from other countries that have a familiarity with the market there. But there's still a lot of development, a lot of change that's going to have to occur in Cuba before we can declare that Cuba is going to be one of the leading markets in the Caribbean. But it does have promise. They do consume pork. They do consume beef. And so we see there's an opportunity there. But we also have to bear in mind that for the last 40 years, all the rest of the world has been trading with Cuba except the United States. And so a lot of our competitors definitely have a leg up on us.
So, Phil Sang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says we are late to the party, but still there's potential down there, given time, this nation that's just 90 miles from Key West. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
Woo! So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
At your Beef Buzz, have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.